Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, isn't this exciting to see the people of America elect a person?
Absolutely.
And then the person that they elect, bring them in, reach out amongst all of us, and bring them in to help lead our country.
And listen.
And
think about what is important to you and what would you like to see happen.
Well, I think, you know, it's so important to understand that money has taken over the parties and political interests. And when people get to that place of running for office, they've always had to depend on people financing their.
That's right.
And so they owed people things.
They helped me get here. Now I have
to
fulfill
what it is
that they want me to
you
talk
owe
about.
Me. But it looks like President-elect Donald Trump, when he ran on his own dime.
That's right.
And so he didn't owe anybody. And when he didn't owe anybody, he can bring everybody in, just like Bob Johnson, to be able, and many others that he's bringing in, to be able from, and that's what Lord showed me in October, that he was going to bring in the people. Like the people are going to get the White House back. It is the people's house. It's a
house. Kind of sounds like the government of the people.
Yeah, so
a government for the people.
Yeah, you know, you think about this too. You think about this too, that so many people say, well, I don't think you can really, a church has to be in a stucco, two-story crystal cathedral. And it's like, I don't think the church could ever meet in a house. And it's like, the whole country's ran from a house. It's called the White House. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how we begin these mindsets. It's the White House. And so, but we're looking at all these uprisings taking place, and they're not going to stop. They're going to continue on. And we got to begin to respond to what's happening. I mean, dark times are coming, but in that, God's going to protect his people. Make sure you catch our previous program talking about, it was Rick Vera prophesying about the glory of God, but also this darkness that's coming to the nation. But in these uprisings, you know, God's going to move powerfully, and we're going to be the light. You know, we're the children of the light. And T.D. Jakes is speaking to Van Jones, and Van Jones actually was part of President Barack Obama's administration. And he has been a CNN commentator, but he's also part of a community organizer type situation. But it seems like people are coming to have the conversation that we needed to be able to have. And it's like we have common pain, but we don't have common solutions. And T.D. Jakes is talking to Van Jones. I think it's very important because we've got to begin to address this. And I like that T.D. Jakes has a voice in what's going on. Let's take a look.
This is the thing that boggles my mind. When I boil it all down in a slow cooker, most of those uprisings are often asking for the same thing. I cannot see why we cannot get together. There are basically people who have been disenfranchised, who have not had sufficient opportunities, who do not believe that this ping pong game that we see going on in Washington includes any scores for them.
That's right.
They call it different names and they walk down different streets, but they're angry about the same thing.
You need to have a TV show because that's amazing.
Wouldn't it be something if we brought them together? And what the election showed me is that neither party actually knew their constituency like they thought they did.
Because when you say party, in your mind, you think voters. But the people who run the party, they think donors. See, these are donor-owned parties, not voter-owned parties. And so now the voters are rebelling. And so part of why I think, you know, you're going to have a much more interesting next couple of years than you might have expected is you have very few people that can bridge, like you can bridge. You have very few people. It's common pain, but we don't have common purpose. So, you know, the opioid thing, which is tearing up poor white communities, and then we have our drug problems. The suicide thing, which is tearing up white communities, the homicide thing.
Yes, sir.
It's common pain.
Yes, sir.
We don't have common purpose because we have very few bridge builders. So part of the reason I wanted to be on the show was, can you help us? Can you help us? Can you help America?
We're going to try. We're definitely going to try.
So you're looking at, you know, this secular commentator coming to a minister saying, we can't do this. We cannot build a bridge. I'm coming to you, the church, to be able to help build a bridge. And do you know in Isaiah chapter 58 talks about what a true fast is. And so often we would like to be able to, you know, beat our bodies and just do some religious work. But the reality is, it's how we treat people. what a true fast is literally, it's called restore of the bridge, building a bridge, you know, the breaching the bridge is what he talks about in the King James Version of it. But, you know, read that from the NIV, what it says about Isaiah 58.
Isaiah 58, verse 6, it starts off by saying, "Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not turn away from your own flesh and blood."
Wow.
"Then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear."
Back up again. What did you say? Then?
"Then your light will break forth like the dawn."
Well, back up a little bit more then. So we want to get healing. We want light to come back to America. What do we have to do?
To loose the chains of injustice.
Oh, my goodness. So when people are criticizing people that are trying to bring justice, and the Lord showed me very specifically that he's going to be, he's dealing with injustice.
Yeah.
In this one particular prophetic night vision that he gave me, he showed me people being treated unjustly. No matter what they said, even though they knew them, they were not getting justice. And God is a just God. Mm-hmm. He's so just that he served what we deserved on his own son so that we can have a relationship with him. When God will punish his own son for our sin, that's a just God. So he's into justice. Yeah. And so he's saying that we can get healing in our lives, in our land, when we focus on justice. It's the church is going to have to begin to respond to what's going on, right?
Yeah. "Untie the cords of the yoke, set the oppressed free, break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter?"
It reminds me of this. I think it means we got to actually love someone, right?
And care about people.
And it makes sense what T.D. Jakes was saying in an interview about love. As a matter of fact, take a look at what T.D. Jakes just said. And he's talking about, you know, if we want to begin, because so many people are waiting until they, until God, Jesus tells us to love our enemies. He tells us to love our enemies. So we definitely need to love our citizens because they're not enemies. And so Isaiah is telling us, the prophet is telling us, we need to start caring about folks. And how do we begin that? How do you love your enemies? That's the very question that T.D. Jakes answered right here. Take a look.
How do I love my enemies?
I think that love begins with the common human experience that we all have. And I think that the loving your enemy gets down to the basic human issues, air, water, lights, food, family, basic human essentials. At least let's love on the level that we exist and then debate on the level that we think. But we have lost all respect and civility. And I think that it comes back to just respecting people because God made them. And how can you say you love God who you have not seen and hate that in a reflection that he created? You cannot worship him up there while you resent him right here.
We're going to finish this conversation after this break, because this is where it's at. You know, Bishop Jakes was saying that before God blessed him with the show. And so now God has given him a place and has given you a place. All of our partners are standing with us at VFN TV. We're talking around to the world.
And that's the powerful thing, because so many people are realizing, okay, I see this urgency of how I love people. How do I do that? And it's exactly what you're saying. It's just like, you can partner with us now and say, I stand in agreement with you, and I understand that I want to love people everywhere I go, every day that God gives me.
And as a matter of fact, you know, the world's trying to have a conversation that only the church can have and knows the answer to it. Watching somebody who was interested in the Communist Party saying maybe that doesn't work, and he's willing to go to a minister in the gospel, Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he's saying, you know, I need your help to be able to build a bridge. You know, and we're seeing in Isaiah, you know, the prophet of Isaiah 58, he's telling us that we're the bridge builders. And it's not about being religious, it's about being loving and kind and being just and these different things. So the world has been trying to have a conversation that only the church can have. And really what's happening right now, this bad things that are happening, T.D. Jakes says, really, he believes that's God's judgment on a silent church. Matter of fact, take a look.
the church needs to be leading the way in this conversation.
Where is the church
then? And the church is totally silent about race. We are ourselves dysfunctional in our ability. We're family, but we're a dysfunctional family because we cannot talk about the elephant in the middle of the room.
Right.
And until we do, then the people in the street are taking up the conversation. And I think that they are God's judgment on a silent church.
Oh.
We've been preparing for this very day. CivilChristianity.org. Go there and sign this. This pledge to say, you know, I want to walk within these boundaries, but I want to gather. We got to begin to be civil Christians in a civil land, and we got to begin activated. And we've been, God's prepared us prophetically,
yes, yes.
And it's CivilChristianity.org, and also VFN Kingdom Business, VFNKB.org, where we got to begin to impact the seven spheres of culture. That is in every nation. If you'll impact these particular spheres of culture, which we call mountains, then whoever has the voice on these mountains determines which way a nation goes. And that's what we're doing here. That's what we're actually doing. You think about those mountains. You have the family part of the culture, the sphere of culture. You have church. You have education, government, media, arts and entertainment, and business. I mean, every bit of that, that's what we're focusing on. And you can be a part of that. If you haven't yet joined in, volunteered, partnered, whatever you got to do to connect, come and connect today. Be a partner, volunteer, get involved, join Civil Christianity, civilchristianity.org, because these things are happening. And if you're the church, if you're a Christian and you understand Isaiah 58, and understand this ends with, let's go back there again in Isaiah 58, where he says, you know, that you're fasting and not changing your life, and you're not treating people well. You're actually punching each other with fists. But he says, when we start dealing with injustice and help people out and help the one that needs clothes, and he says, then healing comes to us. But what does he say after the healing comes to us when we do that?
He says, then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here am I.
He'll answer his prayers. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people are saying, I feel like I'm just praying to brass heavens? And, you know, but are we doing these things? Are we just complaining and being critical about a world who can't see because they have a blinded mind? The light and the answer for today's situation, is that really God's judgment on a silent church? Is it time for us to be the children of the light that we're called to be? And I believe, like T.D. Jakes, that we are. What else does it say?
He says, if you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger, and malicious talk.
Uh-oh. I mean, there's literally people, that's all they do is, today's program, we're going to point our finger at someone else. And it's like, he literally says, if you do away with the pointing of fingers. I mean, think about that.
If you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land, and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings.
Which is bridge builder.
Mm.
We put things back together again. When Cuba, as we talked about in an earlier program, is 90 miles off our coast, and Fidel Castro and Che killed more people in 3 years per capita than Hitler did, and we didn't respond to that injustice that's taking place. We got to begin to respond to the injustice that's taking place in our own nation. That it matters if somebody in our nation is being treated differently for any other reason other than the fact that if they did something wrong, that's fine. But if they didn't just because of who they are, that's unjust treatment.
Mm-hmm.
If there's people that need food, we should give them food. We're like the breadbasket of the world. There shouldn't be anybody hungry in America. And God's saying, when we do these things, like T.D. Jakes is saying, you know, we got to begin to do these things. They're trying to, you know, they have a common pain. This is what Van says. You know, Van was talking to T.D. Jakes earlier. He said, you know, as a matter of fact, let's go back and listen to what Van Jones said again about, because he can't, remember, he's coming to Bishop T.D. Jakes, coming to the church, and he's saying, you know, we need a bridge builder, and there's nobody like a bridge builder like you're a bridge builder. Let's go there now. Remember this, Isaiah 58 says that's what you as a church are supposed to do, and you can do that by joining us at VFN Kingdom Business. Take a look.
So now the voters are rebelling. And so part of why I think, you know, you're going to have a much more interesting next couple of years than you might have expected is you have very few people that can bridge, like you can bridge. Mm-hmm. You have very few people. It's common pain, but we don't have common purpose. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the opioid thing, which is tearing up poor white communities, and then we have our drug mm-hmm. problems. Mm-hmm. The suicide thing, which is tearing up white communities. The homicide thing.
Yes, sir.
It's common pain.
Yes, sir.
We don't have common purpose because we have very few bridge builders. So part of the reason I wanted to be on the show was, can you help us? Can you help us? Can you help America?
We're going to try. We're definitely going to try.
Can you help us? I mean, that's what the world's saying. So listen, yeah. He's tried everything. He's tried communism. He's tried being in the White House. He's tried, he's realized that the political parties are basically donor-owned parties, which is the Democratic National Convention and the Republican mm-hmm. National Convention, which is when you're seeing weird things that they're doing that we talked about in a previous program, why in the world is now they're going to take and put certain people over the political parties? It's all about money. It's all about creating, you know, donor-owned. But our current president, you know, as we found out, is not donor-owned. Mm-hmm. He actually funded his own campaign. It makes a huge difference, according to Bob Johnson, the founder of BET, and others as well. But this is an exciting day because if you understand that you are the answer, the church is the answer, we have to get involved. And the thing about it is, if you haven't been studying, you're not going to do well on the test. But Jesus said, go make disciples of the nation. You're going to need to be a disciple of Jesus before you can actually share the mm-hmm. ways of Jesus. And one way to do that, we made it available for you. It's called the Emmaus Road. It's called Emmaus Road. You probably might even see it right now as we're talking. And it's just a simple road you can begin to travel down, and you can grow in the knowledge of God. So when people come to you, you'll actually have something to tell them. And you can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and go to, I believe it's called Hello Church, and go to Emmaus Road, and then you can just look and say, you know what? I can do it as a member of Vine Fellowship Network. I can do it as a non-member. So it's not about joining mm-hmm. anything. It's about joining as a disciple and get ready to be the light that God's called you to be.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.